government reports and alien contact. It is hard to believe after all these decades of UFO secrecy we are finally getting into the meat and potatoes of UFO investigations. Once the government acknowledged UFOs exist, that seems to have changed everything. It seems those in Washington want more answers and they are passing measures to make it much easier for someone to report a UFO sighting to the government. A bipartisan amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act would allow this. To accomplish this, however, the Senate must get on board with the House, and as of the writing of this article on July 17, 2022, this is yet to happen. How might this affect the number of sightings reported? Maybe if people see the government is taking UFOs more seriously, some of those people who never would have made a report will do so. This could be the point in history where human lives started to change. I say this because it may indicate we had already made contact and are about to come clean in the near future. We may also find out there are not only many different races of extraterrestrials coming here, but some are at war with each other. One thing which I would like to see cleared up is if there are extraterrestrials coming here, why are they doing it? Could it be there are different reasons for different extraterrestrial races? Maybe if some or all are at war with each other, it is over domination of this planet. On the other hand, maybe some are peacekeepers like the ones with the United Nations and they are looking out for our welfare. All this is speculation, of course. Many of us tend to think if we do make contact with extraterrestrials, this will be beneficial to our race. There are plenty of examples in human history where more advanced races made contact with natives and it was a sad day for those natives. This is human history, so the same may or may not be true for aliens. Over the years we have attacked UFOs. When I say we, I am not just talking about the United States, but humans from many different countries. We didn't have too much success. There may be more I don't know about, but I only know of one. Many UFOs were impervious to our weapons because they had some sort of shield. In some cases, as strange as this sounds, the UFOs were able to catch rockets and such and fire them back at us. You have to admit this is an incredible demonstration of technology which is far ahead of us. When UFOs fire their weapons, it always seemed to be some sort of beam technology. It also seems the beam could be adjusted to only strike and destroy a target made of a designated composition, which meant the beam could go through anything else without hurting it, including living things. I think one of the reasons the military and especially the US Navy has gotten so interested in UFOs is the fact they seem to be following our ships en masse lately. They are making brazen moves such as flying over the top of aircraft carriers at the low height of 50 feet. It is as if they are daring us to fire on them, or checking our willpower not to. Maybe that is one of the things the extraterrestrials are looking for, which is for us not to always look to destroy things we do not understand and instead allow peaceful contact. There was a scene in the original version of The Day the Earth Stood Still where the spaceman got out of his ship and walked toward the regiment of soldiers holding a device in his hand and they shot him. The device turned out to be a gift for the president and would have given us many answers to the mysteries of the universe. While this movie was fiction, it did demonstrate the way we think. What will be the outcome of freeing up people to report UFOs? Some people think we are hoping for too much and the government will just gather more information and never give us any answers because it believes we can't handle it. Another reason might be the government doesn't want other countries to know what we know, whatever that is. After all, we are a country which has a long history of keeping secrets from its citizens. Some of these secrets are necessary, but some never should have been kept secret. Those secrets which pertain to government officials on different levels which said or did things which might embarrass them or even incriminate them, should never be kept secret. Some of these types of things were exposed by WikiLeaks and that is part of the reason these people are out for blood against Julian Assange, the creator of WikiLeaks. I have even heard at least one official has said he should be executed. If we do finally make contact and it turns out Eisenhower really was told by an alien race they would give us technology if we gave up nuclear weapons, what will happen if they tell us the same thing again? Would we do it, or would we say no? It could be a chance for the entire human race to become nuclear weapons free. Of course, it must be verified and every race on Earth monitored for nukes. The penalty for having nukes must be high, so high no one nation or person would ever want to build one. We seem to be heading somewhere and things seem to be changing on the UFO front. Could this be part of a long-term plan to finally admit we made contact? There have been many rumors which indicate the extraterrestrials already made contact, but wanted the governments to take it slow before admitting to this. This was supposed to give us time to get used to the fact UFOs were flying in our skies all over the place. Others think at least some of the aliens don't want to reveal themselves yet because they believe it will change our culture, which they have been studying for centuries. If we look at things on this planet now, they are not going very well, and it seems alien contact might give us a sort of reset in ways we can't even imagine. I think it would be worth the risk, after all they are already here and doing whatever they want.